At the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The introit truly shows the honor which is due to the holy name of our Lord. It is the name of God incarnate, a name which should be held in the highest level of respect and love. The Jews of the Old Testament, they revered the name of God so much that, and they would not even speak it oftentimes. And God himself gave us in the commandments the duty in order to not use our Lord's name in vain, which has the positive connotation of using the utmost respect when we use our Lord's name. But today in the world, this commandment is so often ignored. In fact, it's so easily cast aside without even the slightest of thoughts. Anywhere we turn, we see this all the time. When we watch a movie, how often do they use our Lord's name in vain? How often in a television show or on the radio is it said without even a single thought as to the name that they're saying? And even in everyday conversation with people that we have, they will use our Lord's name with the littlest or no respect at all. It has now become, instead of the name of our Redeemer, the word Jesus has now become an exclamation which is said when someone is angry or hurts themselves or any kind of way. You know, when I oftentimes think of the idea of what's the first thing that comes out of someone's mouth when they stub their toe, because that really shows where their mindset is. And too often, because that's something that is spoken without even thinking. And too often, people will resort to using our Lord's name in vain. But if only people knew exactly what they were saying, even the power of the name of Jesus, just that one word which came to us not from some man, but came from heaven itself. Even as the introit tells us, that everybody must respect this name. Even Satan and his fallen angels have no power over that one simple word, the two syllables of our Lord's name, Jesus. It reminds me of a story that I had once read about, and it was the saint, and the name escapes me at this time, and I could not find it, but this saint was riding his horse through the woods, and they got lost. And he became more and more frustrated as they were trying to find their way out of the woods, but couldn't. And so, while he was there in his difficult situation, the devil himself came and began to tempt him. And as this went on, the saint finally commanded the devil in the name of Jesus to leave. And the devil, of course, had no power to resist at this invocation. The saint knew it. He had full confidence in the power of Christ and his holy name. And when he did so, the devil was just about to leave, and he said, "Wait, before you go, in the name of Jesus, I command you to lead my horse and myself out of the woods, and then you must go back to the flames of hell where you belong." And the devil, of course, did not want to, but with that simple invocation, that simple name of our Lord, Jesus being spoken, and him being commanded to do so in that name, he was powerless to resist. That's what the name of God can do. That's what is so loosely used on the lips of too many worldlings today. And dare I say, too many Catholics today that are too loose in using our Lord's name. But what's our duty? Our duty extends beyond simply making sure that our vocabulary is used properly and that when we speak our Lord's name, it's used with the highest of esteem. No, our duty extends further. What do we do in reparation for those who blaspheme our Lord's name? What do we do to make up for the misuse of the holy name of God. Well, at the very least, it can be said that when we hear someone use that name in vain, we should make some sort of act of reparation. The very little invocation of blessed be the name of God, to be even said very quietly when we hear that, is something that we should all at least try to make an effort to do. At least some little honor given to God in those dreary moments. When we hear people that we know say it, we should correct them. I know that this oftentimes is not an easy thing to do. And sometimes if someone's really, really hot-headed, it's better to just let them cool off before you say anything. So we have to be prudent. But where's our Christian charity, the true sense of Christian charity, of bringing that fraternal correction for good, to bringing holiness to someone's soul? Usually they don't even realize what they're doing when they use our Lord's name in vain. But if we bring it very gently to their attention, maybe we can help them to correct their bad habit. And prayers in general, just at any time, given in reparation for our Lord's name, for the abuse of his name on the mouths of so many Christians today. So to remember this throughout your day, to try to make it a point every day and make some sort of reparation for the abuse that comes upon our Lord from the loose lips of so many in the world today. May God bless you all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.